This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City, Missouri is the only major city in the country that does not control its own police department. And regaining that control from the state may be a big issue for Kansas City's next mayor. KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez tells us why another Missouri city made that switch and whether Kansas City should follow suit.
At a recent mayoral forum, candidates gave varying opinions on whether now is the right time to push for local control.
If we have the responsibility for funding the police department, I believe we should have the authority to run it.
We give them money, we do not get to direct it, and there's a way we can change that by entering into a contract with them going forward.
I think we need to talk about the details, because the devil's always in the details.
It has not gone well in St. Louis. The implementation didn't go well, and it didn't make a difference in outcomes.
That was Scott Wagner, Alicia Kennedy, Jolie Justice, and Steve Miller. None said pushing for city control of the police department was a top priority. That's a push St. Louis has already made. Until 2013, St. Louis was in the same boat as Kansas City, with a government-appointed board who hire the police chief and oversee the department. Former St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says it wasn't an efficient way to run the department.
You have a five-member board that meets once a month. Getting anything done takes forever.
Slay, who was mayor under four different governors, says there was a disconnect between the state and the city.
At one time that I have a governor say to me, well, how can I help with the police department? Hey, do you have any suggestions for a police board appointment? Or how can we help the city of St. Louis address crime? Not one time.
For years, St. Louis lobbied lawmakers in Jefferson City, but there just wasn't much interest. Eventually, the issue was put on a statewide ballot through a citizen initiative petition. And the change wasn't easy. John Chesnoff leads the Coalition Against Police Crimes and Repression, a group that pushed for local control in St. Louis back in 2012. He says they're still figuring out the right checks and balances where the mayor and city council oversee the department without interfering with actual policing.
But we're finding that it's easier to have a more responsive police department this way.
Unlike St. Louis, Kansas City did have a period where it controlled the police department. In 1932, the Tom Pendergast political machine challenged state law to take local control. Kansas City historian Monroe Dodd says the police were basically run out of Pendergast's office on Main Street.
If certain prostitutes were working, if certain gambling houses were going, if liquor was being sold, especially toward the end of Prohibition, police could look the other way if the people who ran these operations were friends of the machine.
By 1939, the Pendergast era was at its end, and the governor at the time was able to get a law passed to regain state control of the department so that it wouldn't be subject to the political whims of whoever was in power in Kansas City. Alvin Brooks, who sat on the Board of Police Commissioners until 2017, says Kansas City has come a long way from the rampant political corruption of the 1930s. When Brooks ran for mayor in 2007, he says he wasn't ready to push for local control, but he says he's come around.
I think that it's good for police and fire and other departments to be responsible to the policymakers of the city. And as I say, we're far from being another Pendergast or mafia era.
Brooks doesn't buy the argument that state control keeps politics out of policing.
You know, they say, well, supposing you get this kind of a mayor, well, supposing you get this kind of a governor.
UMKC criminologist Ken Novak was part of a group that studied the issue for Sly James in 2013. He says lobbying lawmakers to give Kansas City control over its police department would likely consume a lot of any mayor's time, energy, and emotions.
And if at the end of the day, all I get from that is symbolism, I don't know if it's worth my effort.
Novak says local control would give people a more direct line to their police, but it probably won't have an effect on crime.
And let's be honest, crime today and crime rates that we have today are influenced by things far more diverse and complicated than the administrative structure of a police department.
The Kansas City Police Department said in a statement that no matter who the candidates are for mayor, they look forward to continuing in the model that has led to, quote, so many successful partnerships both in Kansas City and across the country. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.